Usually if I'm showing folks around, I start over here.
Melody Jones can see Iroquois Park from her living room, even though she lives more than 6 miles away on the 8th floor of the Henry Clay Building downtown. She moved here from the suburbs.
We had the typical 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, garage, 2-car garage house there.
This is a very small family room. We spend a lot of time in front of this fireplace, and in the evening times we'll watch TV in here.
Sam Rector also moved downtown from the suburbs. He lives in the Waterfront Park Place building.
Right now we live on one floor, a single floor plan, which I like. I don't miss the steps at all. We used to have a 3-story house and we had a lot of steps.
Rector and Jones are what developers call urban pioneers. They moved downtown despite the absence of malls, grocery stores, and other retail in their new neighborhoods. They say in addition to the view and cozier rooms, they're excited about the downtown development that will be spurred by construction of Louisville's new arena.
I think the day of the McMansion, 5,000 square foot with the 3 bathrooms on the second floor and 5 bedrooms on the second floor, the living room, kitchen, dining room on the first floor, and the washer and dryer in the basement may be over.
Ron Crouch is director of the Kentucky State Data Center. He predicts the shift to smaller dwellings, including those in downtown areas, will continue.
I'm afraid in many of our large subdivisions with huge homes, I don't see the market down the road. I think you're going to have a market for ranch-style homes, one-floor homes with a full bedroom on the first floor, and smaller homes.
Downtown developers say their units are filling up, and Indiana University Southeast Finance Professor Eric Dufrin says the evidence is clear where many of the urban pioneers are coming from.
I think you could surmise that it's coming probably from the suburbs because we're not seeing a significant increase in population of Jefferson County.
Developers are counting on others to follow the pioneers downtown. They say empty nesters and young people are drawn to urban cores the way baby boomers were first drawn to suburbs. But for areas to thrive, they need people and retail. Right now, Dufrin says there's not enough of both to support downtown and the suburbs.
Unless you have an increase in population or an increase in income, you only have so many retail dollars to go around. And so any new retail establishment downtown simply removes or transfer dollars from the suburbs to downtown. And we've seen that in Louisville.
The downtown trend is a reversal of the urban flight of the latter 20th century. After World War II, highways, a baby boom, and economic growth helped push populations to the suburbs. Now, high gas prices, smaller families, and other factors are pulling them back. Eric Dufrin says that could mean a glut of suburban housing.
As downtown regions continue to develop, and as people move downtown, someone will have to buy that housing stock in the suburbs. And unless the area sees an increase in population, you could have some difficulties down the road. I'm talking long term here.
Downtown resident Melody Jones and her husband say they know about the difficulties of selling suburban homes.
We have one for sale in Shelbyville that we can't get rid of. We can't give it away for the price that was paid 5 years ago.
The Joneses also own an extra condo downtown, which they expect to sell before closing on the Shelbyville property. For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.